Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY2026 conference call of Shemaru Entertainment Limited, hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Shemaru Entertainment Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the third quarter and 9 months ending of the financial year 2026. Before we begin, a quick cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, I would like to introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Hiren Gada, CEO, Mr. Argya Chakravarti, COO, and Mr. Amit Harya, CFO. Without any delay, I request Mr. Amit Harya to start with his opening remarks on the financial highlights. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Purvangi, and good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to our earnings call for the third quarter and 9 months ended for the financial year 2026. Let me first start by giving you some of the key financial highlights, after which our CEO, Mr. Hiren Gada, will give you some of the operational highlights. For the third quarter of the financial year 2026, the revenue from operations stood at around 161 crores, which declined by 2% year-on-year. The company reported an EBITDA loss of 67 crores, while the net loss stood at 55 crores. For the 9 months of the financial year 2026, the revenue from operations stood at around INR 444 crores, which declined by around 8% year-on-year. The EBITDA loss for the period was around INR 178 crores for the period, while the loss stood at around 147 crores. With regards to the new initiatives, expenses in the third quarter of the financial year 2026 amounted to 34 crores. Adjusting for this investment, the EBITDA loss from existing operations for the quarter would have been around 33 crores. The same expenses in the 9 months of the financial year 2026 amounted to 99 crores. Adjusting for this investment, the EBITDA loss from existing operations for 9 months would have been around 79 crores. Digital media revenues for the third quarter stood at approximately 81 crores, registering a year-on-year growth of 14%. Traditional media revenues for the quarter were around 80 crores, which was down approximately 14% year-on-year. Now I would request our CEO, Mr. Hiren Gada, to give you operational highlights for the period under review.
Thank you, Amit, and good afternoon, everyone. For the period under review, we continue to witness pressure on our traditional businesses. The re-entry of major broadcasters on Free Dish, a packed sports calendar, and continued softness in FMCG advertising further intensified headwinds across the traditional media segments. This decline negated the growth we witnessed in our digital business. We are cautiously optimistic about a gradual recovery in FMCG advertising spend in the coming quarter, with the impact of the GST rate cut now stabilizing. In other updates, for Shemaru Me Gujarati, the company released 6 new titles during the year, spanning movies, web series and plays. The platform also saw world digital premieres of movies such as Jai Mataji Let's Rock, Antipreneur, Shubh Chintak and Vicky Ki Barat Hindi dub. On YouTube, the flagship channel Shemaru Filmi Gaane surpassed 74 million subscribers during the quarter, where Shimano Entertainment crossed 61 million milestone. Our entire portfolio of channels garnered more than 9.5 billion views during the quarter, reflecting sustained digital engagement. As you must be aware, our margins are under pressure due to ongoing accelerated inventory charge-offs, a strategic initiative we began 8 quarters ago, which we expect, as guided earlier, to end by the end of this financial year. It is also important to highlight that these charge-offs are purely accounting adjustments and do not affect the monetization of our content or our ability to generate free cash flow. Looking ahead, we remain committed to strengthening our balance sheet, driving operational efficiencies, and positioning the company to unlock substantial long-term value. With that, I open the floor for the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Devansh from Internal Cap. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So I saw that you changed the name from Chumbak TV to Shimano Yosh, and you rebranded it quite a lot. So how has that helped the company, and what is the change that we've seen, and how has that improved what we can get from there?
Sure. Actually, if you refer to, so in the last quarter, we had spoken about it a lot in detail. Basically, Chumbak TV was a channel which was originally it was created for programming for kids and youth, which had animation and various other content. And we decided to convert it into a movie channel, which is Shimaru Josh. And 1st September was the date on which we launched Shimaru Josh. It's about roughly almost 5 months. Old. So the entire content programming, distribution, branding, everything, positioning, even on many networks, the local, the LCN numbers and everything has undergone. It's still undergoing changes. In fact, as we speak, some new cable networks are being activated for the channel. So this is now a full-fledged movie channel, which we have spoken actually at length in the last quarter's earnings call. Obviously, movies is a big core strength for Shimaru, and in a way this is hits home where our core strength lies. So this in a way aligns very well with our Bollywood portfolio and adds one more distribution stream. As far as the channel is concerned, we've seen a steady growth in the reach particularly, and secondly, on the programming, on the TRP side also, including client count. So a lot of numbers are on a growth path, but obviously this is very early days. We are just 5 months old. I think it would be too premature to put, because a lot of the investment and distribution, etc., is still coming in place.
Got it, sir. Okay. So now, on a more general perspective, I just wanted to understand what the revenue and the EBITDA guidance would be for the, at least for the short term, I think. Because I was seeing that a lot of inventory write-offs have been happening. So if we remove that, how will it go forward?
So there are two parts to this. Obviously, the inventory charge-off part. I just want to kind of give a sense of the journey that if we have. So this is now the 8th quarter, so exactly 2 years ago, December 24, we were at December FY 24, which is December 23, we were at around 727 crores top inventory, which is currently in this quarter, which has come down to 417. So we have reduced inventory by, so that whole exercise that we started in terms of, you know, making the balance sheet light. I think we are we have already walked a long distance on that, and we have now one last quarter remaining, which is the March quarter. So obviously, considering that March will also have the last part of the extraordinary write-off, March quarter is going to be a lost quarter, because there is going to be a accounting charge over there. Now, the way forward, and how do we look at the way forward? So our annual operating plans for next year are still being kind of finalized as we speak, since we are in January. So we are not able to give a more crystallized picture or how we see the way forward, but directionally what we want to say, in fact, I think I'll ask Orgo to maybe talk about how we are looking forward to the next financial year, and what are the factors that will come into play.
So Devansh, I think hi, this is Orgo here. So I think, as Hiren said, I mean, the extraordinary charge off on the inventory will continue into the quarter four of this financial year. So that quarter will be a loss and a challenge quarter because of this charge off. But as he said, we are in the process of going through our AOP and our planning for next year. But we are looking at, and it is right now difficult to give an absolutely clear picture. But we are definitely looking forward to the next year with a lot of confidence and positivity because of largely three factors. One is this charge off obviously is going to end in March. So in next year, we will not have the impact of this charge off on our P&L. Secondly, there are two other factors which impacted overall business this year. Was one, the entry of the big four broadcasters in the Swedish GEC space, which was something which was which created a bit of uncertainty in the market in the first 6-7 months of this year, coupled with a quite soft advertising scenario, especially from the FMCG advertisers. However, that part of the four entry of the big four broadcasters have now stabilized, and there are not going to be any further large disruptions, so we will be able to plan significantly better going forward, because we know what the situation is going to be. And if the advertising market improves slightly, even slightly, I think we would be looking at a significantly better bottom line and top line year next year. Right now, that's as much as we can say, because once the planning process is over, we would be able to give a much better picture maybe in the next couple of quarters.
I will add just one more small point over there, is that, the way we are seeing, digital having done this year, I think it's obviously going to be a significant part of the focus. Already it is, and even in the way forward, there is a, significant focus on the digital side through many different initiatives, and, already we are well poised in the current landscape itself. So I think we have a lot of positives and hope to look forward in the next financial year once this whole charge off gets over.
Got it, sir. Glad to hear. Thank you so much. That's it from my side. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Yajit Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just had a couple of questions. Sir, how much inventory has been written off this quarter, and how do the numbers look without that write-off or charge-off, and how much inventory is still left, which will be written off in the March quarter?
So, in the past also, we have said that the inventory write-off that is taking place, the accelerated write-off is in the region of 30 and 35 crores, and on that lines, for the Q4 also, around that number would be written off.
around 30-35 crores for both Q3 and Q4.
Each 35
for Q4. Also, sir, I was looking at the balance sheet figures, and we have 270-odd crores of inventory left in the September quarter. So, if I total both of these to 70, so 400 crores more of inventory will be on the balance sheet. Is that like usable good inventory, or will that eventually be written off or reduced?
So just to correct that, as I spoke in the earlier answer, that we are on, as of December, we are down to 417 crores inventory. And we have one more quarter to go, so we'll end somewhere below 400. I don't know so where it will end. Now, to answer your question, I don't think there is a question of good or bad. I think we have spoken or discussed about this in the past also, that there is, you know, this is, all of this is valuable content which gets monetized across various medium on a daily basis, monthly basis, and yearly basis. So this is merely an accounting policy. It does not reflect accounting estimation change. It does not reflect the monetization potential or the cash flow generating ability of this content or inventory. So this is, I mean, movies like Jab Vi Met or Welcome or, you know, Golmaal or Fir Hera Feri, etc., which we own perpetually, or many movies which we own long-term rights like Houseful and Mujhse Shaadi Karogi and, you know, many such movies, I think arguably, as you will appreciate, have a very strong consumption momentum across television, across YouTube, across, you know, various media. So there is no doubt in our minds about the ability of, or the value of this content. I, in fact, you know, arguably, I would actually say the value is substantially higher than what, you know, what will remain, or what, in fact, even was at the starting point of this, which is why we were always comfortable. But this whole thing was done because there was a lot of feedback, so we thought that we'll take this one-time exercise and get the whole balance sheet, you know, in a better place.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vishal Balada, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I actually had a question that I guess in the last quarter you had mentioned about some syndication deals that were deferred. So can we get some update on those deals, please?
Yeah, those, in fact, we had that time also mentioned that those deals have actually been closed subsequently, and some of those billings, even by the time the earnings was announced, those had actually materialized. So all those deals actually went through, and we it's part of this this quarter's revenue.
Okay, okay. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Hetvi Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just wanted to know that is it safe to assume that the viewership share numbers stabilized after the re-entry of the big players in the FTA earlier this year?
So, yeah, I mean, at the when they did enter, there was a fall in the viewership share. Subsequently, in fact, it has not only stabilized, we've actually clawed back some of the lost viewership in the, particularly in this last December quarter.
Okay. Also, can you give me an outlook on the advertising spending, particularly by the FMCG companies? So now that they have dealt with destocking their inventories, so.
Well, we have, so two things I would say. intuitively, you know, after a long spell of weak demand and this destocking, you know, things, I think the overall FMCG industry is looking forward to growing back, and that should ultimately lead to spends coming back. You know, it's anyone's guess on the time frame, because you know, we are on the other side of the business and not on the you know, on the FMCG side of the business. But however, you know, as Orgo was referring to our plans that we are building for next financial year, we are actually you know, building the assumptions on a you know, on a continuation of a moderate, soft to moderate kind of environment, and not really on a aggressively optimistic environment. If it, you know, we all want that to happen, and if it, you know, does materialize, we'll take it with both our hands, and we are fully prepared to, you know, encash and monetize. But, you know, the cost building and various other aspects into the organization for next year will be based on a moderate kind of an assumption, and not some aggressive growth assumption on the advertising spend side.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Harshit Mishra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. Can you tell me what is the debt level as of NMFR26?
The debt level is around 110 crores. Sorry, 310 crores, my bad. 310 crores for 9 months ended 26.
So, just a follow-up on that. So, as of H1 FY26, it was around 295 crores. So, why has it increased, and what is the further reduction plan?
So, the debt, we have the debt in the form of the in the form of CC and OD facilities. So, as per the utilization of the same, the debt level goes up. And if you can see from the financials, we had an operational loss also in this quarter, which have pushed the requirement for the cash cash requirement of the company.
And this we have indicated in the last quarter also, that you know, given the softness in the advertising revenue, there is a certain a certain shortfall in the revenue. Obviously, to wind down costs takes its own time, which we are in the process, and we have done some already, a lot. But there is a gap which we have in fact indicated this last quarter itself, that the debt is likely to go up. We are hopeful that it should stabilize around these levels as far as this year is concerned. Obviously, you know, as we shared in the earlier questions, the outlook for next year will be completely different, even in terms of operating cash flows, and you know, the accounting part anyway will be different. But operating cash flow also, we are very confident for next year's thing, which large part of the cash flow generation will go for debt repayment.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
We'll take our next question from the line of Aryan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes,
please
go ahead. So, can you give me an update on the inventory levels at the end of 9 months FY26, and where will we end up at the end of FY26?
So, inventory level for the 9 months is around 417 crores. And we should end at around 400, near 400 crores.
Below 400 is what we expect to end.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Devansh from Internal Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah,
Hi, sir. So we spoke about the business before this, but I just wanted to have a more of an industry outlook and what you were expecting. Can we expect the traditional segments revenue to pick up? And overall, what is your industry outlook as such?
Yeah, or we will.
I think the overall directions in which the industry is moving is now almost clear. You know, right? There is a serious increase in the digital part of the business, and traditional business will continue to be under pressure. The issue is the quantum of the pressure, and all that will depend on how well the advertising market opens. The traditional businesses also are dependent a lot on the traditional advertisers, which is the FMCG and the consumer goods industry. That has seen, obviously, a slowdown over many quarters now, but with the GST rates cuts and everything stabilizing, we hope that. But at an overall level, traditional businesses will continue to stay under pressure. And digital will continue to grow. That is clearly the writing on the wall, and I think it's now established across the industry over now quite a few quarters, and that is the trend which is going to stay. And as an organization, also we are preparing ourselves accordingly to ensure that we are part of the we ride this wave which is happening.
Right, sir. Sir, I have one last question. VFX as a whole in the industry is growing quite a lot. So animations and all those kind of movies. So as you must have seen that Avatar Narsimha also did very good in the Bollywood blockbuster. So do you have any plans to enter into that segment, VFX as such?
Not really in the immediate future. But it's a continuous process. I mean, there are a lot of other things that we are looking at strengthening our overall digital offering, both in terms of the content infusion in our digital video business, which is YouTube, as well as strengthening our offerings in our OTT platform, which is largely around Gujarati content and also Hindi original content, which is where our focus will be right now, because there is a lot of work to be done on that before we get into stuff like VFX and animation.
Right, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
I'll just add one small part to that. Let's just to remind everyone, we have already a couple of very strong animation properties which have a very good traction across television and digital medium, which is Bal Ganesh and Ghatotkach. So that is something that we keep investing and adding more content around that in terms of further additional sequels or more episodes and things like that. So Bal Ganesh is a very, very large and strong monetization property for us across all media.
Right, sir. Okay. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Hiren Gada from Shemaro Entertainment Limited for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you everyone for participating in today's earnings call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR manager at Valorem Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Shemaro Entertainment Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.